So now on Career Crossroads, we're going to talk five ways to stay in a job when they want to fire you with my perspective.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So Adrian Chu, the career strategist, is still with us. And before the break, we got your five ways. If politics, try diffusing it. It's number one. If that doesn't work, refer to a higher power. Point number three, if it's due to an entrenchment, try activating your internal network, see which divisions aren't downsizing. Number four, start preparing your exit plan, engage your own career coach. And number five, start networking externally with former bosses and colleagues. So you want to hear mine?
I would love to.
All right, stories. I've got some good experiences. You know, many years ago, I was in a job where it was pretty clear that they wanted to fire me. This was a few years in. And I needed to stay in the job because there wasn't much going on. So I'm thinking about how can I stay in? I'd fallen out with a certain manager and, you know, I just got the feeling. You always got the feeling, Adrian, don't you, when someone doesn't want you in a job, in a position. It's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's your spidey sense, right? Spider sense.
Yeah, sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's very obvious. So my first point is trumpet your ongoing achievements. And by doing this, my story is about being in this previous job where I was kind of working in a separate division. In a way, I was my own boss of a small team. So every week I would send out a memo to all the bosses and many of the staff about what we were doing, you know, in what did we achieve and what we were going to achieve for the next week. And it was, you know, it was blowing your own trumpet, just like I said there. And this, I think, really bought me more time because people could see the actual things that you were doing, the projects that were ongoing. And it just puts you in everyone's mind about, okay, this person's achieving something.
Yeah. And it goes back to the old saying, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, doesn't make a sound, right?
Exactly.
So that's what you're doing. You're basically just letting people know that, you know, hey, you're delivering.
Mm.
And there's no reason for, in fact, by removing you, it would be, there'd be a huge gap.
Mm. Yeah, mm.
So that's a great idea.
Yeah. So it takes discipline. So every Sunday night I would sit down, or Sunday our time, I was working for an international company, I would say, okay, this is what we did this week, this is our main successes, and I'd spin a lot forward. Okay, this is the plan for the upcoming week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to be doing this, this, and this, this staff's doing this. And everyone would know that, or all parts of the world, they'd say, okay, all right, I've worked out. So that was something very important. I think that bought me at least one more year in that job. At least one more year. Really?
That was worth the Sunday nights of typing away.
Exactly. And, you know, it's something of the weekend we don't really want to do, but it's in the inbox of your bosses when they start work,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Okay. Point number two, make yourself more valuable. So this could be taking on extra activity, extra responsibility, bringing in business that will tie you to that company ongoing, right? So yeah. Let's say, you know, you're working in oil and gas and you bring in a new client and they're tied to you, then if you suddenly leave that company, it's going to be hard for them to continue that relationship, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they may even be worried about you going to another company and taking that business, right?
That's true. So what you're saying is create more value and lock in the value to yourself.
Lock in the value to yourself. So this is, again, when we get the feeling we're going to be fired or it's quite obvious, we don't like it and we get upset and we kind of lose all perspective and we get emotional and we worry about our finances and all that.
And then you start saying things like, I don't want to work anymore. Your productivity goes down. And
exactly.
You give them a reason to fire
what's the
you.
Point? You know, what's the point? But let's just take a different perspective. Let's step it up and let's go, okay, I'm at this level now and I'm going to bring in more business and I'm going to make myself so valuable.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Makes sense. Okay, that's point number two. Point number three, you're going to like this one, Adrian. Dance with the crocodile if you have to. Dance with a crocodile.
Okay, is that an Australian saying?
Well, I am from Australia. Crocodile Dundee is, of course, a famous movie, right?
Yeah.
From the 1980s. But what I mean by this is sometimes there might be someone that wants to really get rid of you, but befriend them. Mm-hmm. Get close to them. And dance with them. Dance with that crocodile that could eat you and get rid of you, right? Do I create a picture now?
Yeah, you do. You do.
So I'll give you an example, quick story. So I was, I fell out with a manager that I had many years ago. And then this big, big boss came in and kind of intervened, right? And he was the one overseeing me. And people said, oh, be careful. This guy's a crocodile.
Oh, wow.
He's really someone that you have to worry about because, he's got known as a hatchet man. He's going to fire you.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I worked with him And he took an interest in me. And then people are going, well, be careful, be careful. But I befriended him. You know, he was from Ireland. He was a big fan of U2. So I'm not really a U2 fan, but I became interested in U2. He was about my age, maybe a few years younger. But, you know, I had some similar interests. And so I kind of connected on a personal level with him.
Yeah.
And I bought myself more time. You know, he would be thinking about maybe firing me, but because of the relationship that we had, I bought myself probably another year or so. And eventually he did fire me, but probably if I hadn't developed that relationship, if I hadn't danced with the crocodile,
yeah,
it may have been quite quick.
Wow, okay. So you two saved you a year.
I think another year, and I think 18 months. I look back, I think I bought myself about 18 months.
Well, I guess you were really stuck in the moment there, right?
I became a U2 fan, and I started to love Ireland and all that. So this was Dancing with a Crocodile. Because, you know, as we speak to Adrian Chu, the career strategist, about 5 ways to stay in a job when they want to fire you, the signs were there. You know, people were kind of creating all sorts of the mini disasters, and there were like these talks, Jason, what do you really want to do? And I said, well, I want to work here. But they're trying to create these phony controversies and these phony little problems.
Office politics, right?
Office politics, office politics. But Dancing with a Crocodile helped me prolong my career. Okay, point number 4 about 5 ways to stay in a job when they want to fire you. Keep detractors out of the loop.
Okay, tell me more. All That's
right.
Interesting.
Well, as I mentioned, I fell out with a manager that I had. I fell out with a couple of managers. I think it must be difficult to manage. But one guy really wanted to get rid of me. But suddenly with the crocodile, Dancing with the Crocodile, the other manager wasn't really involved. So I just made sure, because he would try and, you know, cut me down to size. He would try and make things hell for me. So I would keep him out of the loop when it came to memos and like group chats and that kind of stuff, because I realized that anything that he did, he would try and twist in a negative way. So what's your thoughts on that? Sometimes when, and this is a multinational company, a big company, it wasn't like he was vital to the day-to-day running of what I was doing. So I just thought, better that this guy is not on my radar, or as little as possible.
Yeah, I think this is a great strategy. This would be the corporate equivalent of the online world saying, don't feed the troll. Don't feed. I mean, don't give him information. Don't give him ammunition or ammo to start poking holes. So I think that's a good idea. I mean, and especially when you use it in tandem with the Dancing with Crocodiles or what I would call the Crocodile Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're doing the Crocodile Rock and this, it's a very good combo.
Yeah, so I was dancing with a crocodile, but the guy that was under him, who really was very negative against me, I was keeping out of the loop on anything.
Yeah, smart move.
Yeah. I mean, he tried to keep me out of the loop too, so...
The feeling was mutual.
The feeling was mutual. But I think, you know, look, I think it was probably better. It probably bought me another year at least. Point number 5, have a Hail Mary pass ready project work. Hail Mary pass ready. That means, let's say when everything looks bad and you're going to get fired and all that, try and work out a plan where, as well as getting a payoff, you might get some sort of ongoing project work with that company. So, you know, that way you're building your future as far as income and revenue stream.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can say, like you said in the previous chat, you sit down and say, okay, you want me to go, then let's work out a package. But I want the package, and I also want ongoing project work or potential project work.
Yeah. In fact, even for myself, when I left my previous company, they retained me after that to do consultancy work.
Mm.
So that gave a pretty decent source of income.
Yes.
Yeah. For a couple of months, it was pretty good until I landed on my feet again. So it's just a great idea.
Yeah. And I think, look, as we discussed, you know, 5 ways to stay in a job when they want to fire you. Obviously, when they do want to fire you, you're going to have to move on sooner or later, right?
Not if but when, right?
It's an if but when. But certain people, if they're above 40, if they're above 50, if they're above 60, they may just want to be buying more time until they can get their next step sorted out, right?
Yeah, correct. And I still think that ultimately this goes on every day, even if you don't realize there are people out to get you. People are out to get you. People, if it's not even in your office, you know, you have competing companies, you have the threat of being outsourced and stuff like that. Even AI is out to get your jobs now. So there's always a threat. And the best thing to handle it is to have a career strategy.
Yeah.
To have a strategy of the, if this happens, what then do I do? What can I do now? And that's why I always say, you know, talk to a mentor. Talk to someone who's experienced, and it's always a career coach is worth the investment.
Yeah, indeed. So How do they reach out to you if they want you to get a bit of coaching?
Well, you can always come on to my website, www.careeragility.org, or you can just jump into my LinkedIn page and look for Adrian Chu, the career strategist. I always answer my emails, okay. So just drop me a note. Happy to talk.
Yeah, okay. So let's just sum up my five ways to stay in a job when they want to fire you. Number one, trumpet your ongoing achievements. Write that regular memo so people know that you're contributing, you know. Outline your achievements. Talk about things that you've done that you feel good about every week. Be disciplined about it. Don't be lazy.
Yeah, because suddenly one week when you don't write something, they think, oh, this guy didn't achieve anything
that week. So you can refer back to this. Oh, look, in September 15th weekend, I achieved this and that, you know. So there's different ways of doing it. Point number two, make yourself more valuable. Maybe get a deal that's going to make you stay in that company a bit longer. Number three, dance with the crocodile if you have to. And that crocodile could be the person who wants to fire you, but get closer to them. You know, they say sleeping with the enemy, right?
That's true.
Make your enemies your best friends, right? So that might buy you some more time. Number four, keep detractors out of the loop. And number five, have a Hail Mary pass ready. The Hail Mary pass is something from NFL, actually, where you throw the ball hopefully in the air. Project work. So final thoughts from you, Adrian Chu, the author of Career Crossroads.
Well, I think those are excellent ideas. And as I said earlier, I really like the Dancing the Crocodile one because sometimes you got to be wise. I mean, if you're a fresh graduate, you're not so smart on such stuff. But for us, people who are folks who have been in a business for a long time, you know, it's a lot more complicated, a lot more complex. And someone's always out for your lunch.
Exactly.
So you got to be careful. You got to have your plan ready. And the points we mentioned today are pretty useful.
Yep. I think you're right. So if you are out there trying to stay in a job, good luck. We hope that you can maybe get something better in the future. But at the moment, just hang in there. Just like Adrian Chu's hanging in there after his trip to Australia. Thank you for being our guest once again.
Always my pleasure here, Jason. Always my pleasure.
And don't forget, dance with the crocodile.
Oh, yeah. The crocodile rock.
Like dancing with the wolves. Thanks, Adrian.